Welcome back to the Battling Jesters. My name is Ed.
This is Jesse.
And we are back from a hiatus. Unfortunately, I didn't do anything during that time due to basically being lazy.
Fat and lazy.
Well, just lazy. And I mean, I'm a little pudgy and all, but still,
I'm pudgy too.
Don't bring it up too much.
You can't bring it up. That's what she said.
But anyways, so we're back. Jesse was on vacation.
Hello.
And this one, I believe you wanted to talk about driving?
I just wanted to talk about vacation in general.
Okay.
And maybe we can talk about vacations you've been on, too.
All right.
I just wanted to go over my vacation. There were a lot of humorous things that happened in my vacation. I just wanted to just let everybody know, you know, maybe you could get a laugh at my stories. I do want to open up on a bit of a somber note. Today I woke up and it was just another day. I went to work and I found out that a good friend of mine had been attacked, stabbed, and killed. So rest in peace to Jerry Fugit. You were a good friend. You were a great guy. You don't deserve to go out like that, to be murdered senselessly. But last I heard, they picked up the guy who did it, and so he's in jail right now. So I hope everything goes good for you, Jer. We will miss you a lot. It's not going to be the same working with you or without you. So vacation. I'm going to tell you this. I don't know if this happens to other people, but if you've ever seen me before, I'm a very pale-skinned individual.
Yes, very.
That's an understatement.
He's a ginger.
I'm practically opaque. When I go driving, if I have to drive a long distance and I'm heading west, I have to put sunscreen on because the sun is right there.
You'll burn.
And I did. I got sunburn all the way up my arm. I didn't think about it until I was about 2 hours into my drive, and I realized I better stop at a rest station and put some sunscreen on. By then, my arm was already beat red.
Wow.
Oh, it wasn't beat red. It was burnt. It was decently burnt, though. Burnt to the point where it was itchy. And my knee had a bunch of extra freckles on it because the sun was coming through on my knee, too. I don't know if I'm the only person that does this, but have you ever gone on long road trips before?
I've gone on long road trips. I've never actually done that, but that's usually because the people in the cars will usually rotate seats in the cars.
Okay.
Also, usually people stop on some of the road trips that I've been on, we either start early in the morning.
Right.
And the sun, by the time we get done, we're usually there no later than 3-4 in the afternoon.
I got you.
So we're not hitting any peak sun.
Right. I left at about 8, knowing that I was going all the way to Chicago, so that would be 7 or 8 hours later. I actually meant to leave at 8. I slept in because I was tired.
Yeah.
I woke up around 10. I thought I was going to hang out with my girlfriend, but she didn't wake up. So I went to work, picked up my paycheck. I left around noon. So I started driving right at the peak sun time.
Yeah.
But what I was saying was, I don't know if I'm the only person that does this, but anytime I have to drive anything more than like an hour, I will take my shoes off.
Oh, yeah. I do, too.
Okay. Because it just kills my legs to drive otherwise like that.
I actually sometimes take them off, put them back on. I'm actually, normally when I'm driving, if I know it's going to be a long drive, I usually wear sandals in the car.
I will have no if I know it's a long drive, shoes come off. I mean, I cannot go more than an hour driving with shoes on. So I just wanted to cover that. I wanted to make sure I wasn't the only person doing that. I thought it was kind of weird. My best friend used to never drive with shoes on ever. So, I mean, well, he had 5 car accidents. So what does he know? me, 0. So Chicago is a great city unless you have to drive there.
Or drive through it.
God forbid anyone should ever have to drive through Chicago. Well, I got to Downers Grove, which is the city outside of Chicago.
Yep, been there.
I had a fantastic time there. Giordano's Pizza is amazing. The Rockwood Tap House was right across the street from my hotel. Hotel was comfortable. Everything about it was great. So, Chicago, though, we were driving to the Cubs game. We left around 10 o'clock. It was already rush hour.
Yeah, it's always rush hour.
10 o'clock on a Saturday morning, definitely rush hour. If you are in, well, we'll put it this way. If you're in any lane, you're basically being merged into. And it's like a five-lane freeway to get to downtown Chicago, and you're basically being merged into in every direction. I don't think I saw a single turn signal. I felt bad for my friend who was driving there because she was so timid behind the wheel, whereas I would have been like, what the hell is wrong with you assholes? You know, you're just cutting everybody off in every which direction.
It's Chicago.
It is Chicago. So I learned that. So if you're ever driving through Chicago, don't.
Or do it after 10 or 11 o'clock at night.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, we drove home at 10 o'clock. We left the stadium at 10. We did not get to Downers Grove until 11:25.
I know. I drove through downtown Chicago. It was probably, I would guess, actually, it was closer past midnight. Dead. No cars. The cars that were there were basically just cabbies.
It's possible that it might have been because it was a weekend, a Saturday.
Yeah.
So, but Chicago's a great city. They got a lot of great people there. I've never really met a lot of Chicagoans. I don't like people from Illinois. I have a whore ex-girlfriend who now lives in Illinois. I have a lot of friends who I'm not friends with anymore in Illinois. I don't think very reputably of the state. The Blackhawks play there. The Cubs play there. There's teams that I hate.
The White Sox play there.
I don't care about the White Sox. I don't care about the Bears. Those teams, but whatever. But the Cubs game, I had a great time at that. And the Cubs fans were really cool. Changed my mind about Chicago fans. The White Sox game, we watched in the first inning, we watched four guys get kicked out. And the security guard comes down, and I know you've dealt with security guards plenty of times.
Way too many times.
The security guard comes down to the guy who is heckling and cussing out the left fielder.
Yeah.
And one of the ladies sitting next to him basically got into an argument with him, and it ended up with her screaming at the top of her lungs, "You need to sit down and shut your mouth."
And there's our first parental advisory.
Beep. So security comes over and he's talking to the guy and he's like, what I need you to do is I need you to, you know, calm down, quit cussing all the time, because he was basically cussing every other word at the top of his lungs.
And there's probably little kids probably around.
Yeah, tons of them. And so I think two rows up from us, there were four kids who couldn't have been older than eight. And I was just like, that's great. But he had gotten into an argument with somebody else, too. And security told him basically to stop being so rowdy. And he persisted to argue. And the security guard told him, look, it's either you can sit there and enjoy the game, or you can continue arguing with me, and we're going to have to ask you to leave. What did he do?
Continue arguing.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to guess he was probably eight beers deep at the time, so he was gone. Second inning, we had the manager get into an argument and kick dirt at the umpire. Third inning, we had a fan behind us faint. So, yeah, Chicago was an interesting city. Now, the real story that I want to tell was I was driving from Chicago that night to Wisconsin Dells.
Okay, the Dells.
A good guy, friend of mine, well, a guy that I know on the internet who I would consider to be a fairly good friend and a seemingly reliable person.
Internet friends, man, internet friends.
Everybody I stayed with on this trip was an internet friend. Most of them were people I had known for a long time. This guy I had known for, like, I don't know, 2 years. And I just told him, you know, I'm going to be passing through Wisconsin. I'd like to hang out. And I had some friends in Madison. They ended up not being there. I had some friends right on the border of Chicago, or I'm sorry, of Wisconsin and Illinois, which is basically Chicago.
It's North Chicago.
Yeah. They were out of town at the time. Ouch. Got a cut on my arm. I don't know how that happened. That sounds great in radio land, doesn't
it? Sunscreen.
Yeah. It's on my elbow. With Wisconsin Dells, the driving distance was only going to be 3.5 hours from where I was in Chicago to Dells. So I figured I could easily do that at night. I figured we'd get out of the Cup White Sox game around 10, and I'd probably be on the road by like 10:30, which of course turned into 11:30.
That's not so bad, though.
It's not bad. I could get there at 2:30 in the morning and be fine, right?
Yeah.
So I'd say about 1:30, it started to rain. Oh, and here's the other thing about Chicago. Bring cash. Because there are toll roads.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I didn't know I'd be paying $3 for them.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know I'd be paying $3 for them.
You didn't know that?
I knew there were tolls. I did not expect to send $23 in one day on tolls.
No, you should have looked up the rates.
I definitely should have.
Yeah, that's your mistake.
I actually ran out of cash at the end of the night because there were two in a row that were $3, where the rest of them were $1.50. Yeah. It suddenly jumped to 3. Oh, and gas prices in Chicago, $4.29.
Well, you can also miss the toll roads if you really want to and sneak around and go down.
On the way
backwards.
Home, I did. Yeah. I went through Bloomington.
Yeah.
I went through Rockford and then to Bloomington, so I paid one toll. But the story is I left for Wisconsin and it started to rain
Wisconsin A.
That's Minnesota.
Wisconsin Knights do it too.
Some of them. I haven't met any of them, but I have met a lot of Minnesotans who do that. Not the least of which were the two people that I stayed with in Minnesota, but they definitely don't. And he always gets on me for making fun of Minnesotans. But I talk on the phone to Minnesotans, and they talk like that. So
yes,
Minnesotans. So, but I'm driving to this hotel. It was a Super 8. I had the address MapQuest to it. I'm driving. It started raining at about 1:30, and it turned into a pretty bad downpour around 2. Now, I'm fine with driving in a downpour. I'm fine with driving in the middle of nowhere. No big deal, as long as I know where I'm going, and I knew where I was going, or so I thought. I got to, I can't even remember what, but it was a highway. It was a state route, so it was
blah, blah, blah.
It was like 29 or 13 or something. And I took that for about half an hour. It basically turns into a gravelly, semi-paved road, pitch black, torrential downpour, pea soup fog. And my friend from Wisconsin told me the next day that there's always that fog at night in Dells. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. And do people in Wisconsin not know that putting your brights on when you're driving in the fog does not help?
I'm sure they don't.
Okay. You'd think they would know that because they also have to drive in the snow and it's the same thing?
Not everybody's really intelligent. So a lot of people think that putting on their brights actually helps them, even though it doesn't.
For those of you who don't know, if you put your brights on in fog, it will illuminate the fog.
Yeah.
It does not cut through the fog. Same with snow. Don't do it. You will blind yourself. You will blind the person coming towards you. So I'm hanging on for dear life because these are not good drained roads. I'm holding on. I'm just trying to get to my hotel. I've slowed myself down to about 35 miles an hour, and I can still hear the water kicking up under my tires and under my carriage, causing me to slightly hydroplane anytime I turn the wheel.
Sweet. You're not a safe car.
No. And I'm in the middle of nowhere, and so my cell phone reception goes out. And my GPS updates every 5 minutes because it's so spotty down there that you can't get it. So I'm going off my paper directions, and I get to County Road H. You know you're in BFE when you get to County Road H. Country Road H. Yeah. I'm sorry. Country Road H.
I turn any country road.
Yeah, well, the Super 8 is supposed to be on Country Road H. So I'm thinking I'm going to drive down it for a little while. It says that it's right next to the highway, and I'm almost half an hour from the actual highway, so I'm like, So I'm a little confused. I was thinking it would be right off the highway, like it said in the Hotels.com advertisement. So here I go. I'm driving down Country Road H. It's about a 3-mile stretch of road. I get to the end. I have not seen the hotel, so I turn back around. I wasn't really looking, like paying attention to every road and every number. I figured I would just see the big giant Super 8 sign, right?
They didn't leave the light on for you?
That's Motel 6, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
I'm Tom Bodette, and we'll leave the light on for you. So I'm driving, I'm going, and I get to the end of the road. I turn back around. I'm like, all right, I'll look a little bit harder this time in the torrential downpour, pea soup fog. So I'm going like 20 miles an hour, super slow down this road, looking at every house. I don't see anything that could even possibly resemble a hotel. I turn around one more time, and I'm going through the middle stretch of the road, and it says my GPS kicks on, like the one brief 5-second spurt, and it says it's right here on your right. I look over to my right, and I see a 3-story house next to it. You know those people who are like trash collectors and they leave all their trash carts and everything out in the yard?
Yeah.
That's what I see. So I'm like, great, that's my Motel 6. So the next street up is 14th, I think. And it says if you've reached 14th, you've gone too far. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe it's actually on 14th and the mailbox is on County Road, Country Road H. I turn down 14th. It goes a couple miles. It dead ends. Definitely no hotels. Barely even any houses. Turn back around. Oh, and this is all in, like, the middle of the forest.
In darkness.
In darkness. It's in the forest. That was the scary part. I thought somebody was going to jump out and... Exactly. I was expecting the chainsaw. So I turn around. I go back to the next street, which is 14th East or whatever. I go down that. It basically goes quarter of a mile and it dead ends. So there's nothing there. So I'm lost.
Yep.
3 a.m. Pea soup fog. Torrential downpour. Sticks. No GPS. No cell service.
Sounds fun.
So I drive about 15 minutes. I finally get cell service. I call my girlfriend. Now it's 3:30 Ohio or Wisconsin time. It's 4:30 Ohio time. First of all, I love you, Kelly. She woke up. She was awake for whatever reason. I don't know. Maybe she wasn't awake. She's lying to me to make me feel better. She woke up. I told her to get on my email, to pull up the email, to make sure I had a hotel. And, like, maybe somebody messed up the address. And she goes, oh, it's such and such Country Road H. I was like, I'm telling you right now, it's not there. She's like, okay, I'll look it up on the map thing. She says, okay, it looks like it's next to Front Something Road. I go back. Into the non-cell coverage again, into the sticks, into the rain, into the fog. The rain has slowed down a little,
yeah,
but it's still so foggy that I can't see 5 feet in front of my car. So I'm driving down, and I get to where that street is. I turn down that street. It goes a couple miles. No hotel.
Okay.
No sign. No lights. It's just dark. So where's my hotel?
I have no idea.
I call the number. Nobody answers.
Okay.
Okay. So I call Kelly again. I ask her for hotels along the way. I'm just going to get back on the freeway and get the hell. And there's no highway next to this Country Road H. No highway anywhere near it. It's 30 miles away. I pulled out my GPS. No highway anywhere near it. Pissed me off. So you'd be pissed off too if you were half asleep on your way to vacation. You couldn't find a hotel that you already paid for.
Wait. You didn't already pay for it.
Yes, I did. I booked the reservation at this hotel.
You booked the reservation, but you hadn't paid for it.
I booked a reservation for a hotel that did not exist.
You did not pay any money for a hotel. If you book a reservation, you never pay money for it. You just say, I'm going to give you money when I show up.
Right.
Especially with these type of hotels that are cheap and generic, like Motel 6 and
Super 8?
Super 8s. Yeah. Generic, you're not giving them any money. That's a generic hotel chain. It's the Best Western.
True. Best Westerns scare me.
Best Westerns are awesome.
Best Westerns are scary.
No, they're awesome.
I stayed at a Best Western once. I drove by a Best Western the next time. I will never stay there again.
Best Westerns are always privately owned, but they're corporate chain.
True.
So that's... You can find one that's bad, but then you'll find some really awesome ones.
Maybe I just stayed at one that was bad.
Probably badly managed.
So,
but anyway, go ahead.
So I'm back on the freeway, and I drive through Dell's, and I didn't stop at any of their hotels because I wasn't going to stay at anything that I had never heard of. Say what you want about Super 8 or Motel 6 or Best Western or whatever. I would rather stay at somewhere like that than somewhere that's, you know, Bob and Dave's whatever.
Usually when I go on trips, I go until I'm about to fall asleep and then just find the first hotel that has vacancies. It doesn't matter what it is. I don't care. I'm going to go to sleep and I'm waking up in 4 hours from now.
Right.
And leaving anyway.
Right. So. So I stopped at a Days Inn. No vacancies. I went to a Comfort Inn. No vacancies. I think it was like a Ramada Inn. No vacancies. Cool. So I get back on the freeway. I pass Toma, I think the city was called. I stopped at three more hotels. It was about 4:30 in the morning by now. None of them had any room. And I expected that. I was like, okay, I get that. It's 4:30 in the morning. It's a Sunday morning. It's okay, whatever. So I get to the rest stop, the very next rest stop. By the way, the rain has picked up with a vengeance.
What was the rest stop's name?
Oh, no, different rest stop. Okay. At one point in my stay, Eddie's talking about Big Spunk. Yeah. I stopped at Big Spunk Rest Stop. I took a picture of it because I thought that was a great name. This was just the whatever rest stop. I slept in the backseat of my car for 2 hours. I woke up at 7:30 and I started driving again. I stopped at the next highway, the next four exits. I found zero vacancies in 23 hotels.
Yeah, I believe the thing about Wisconsin Dells area is it's really a tourist, like...
23 trap. Hotels.
It's a huge tourist.
Oh, I was trap. Way past Dells by now. I was
yeah.
30. I was an hour away from Dells right now.
Really?
I was practically to Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
Because I had driven a long time, and then I decided I was gonna. Because I had driven an hour, and then I decided I gotta sleep.
Okay.
So I slept in the rest stop, and driven an hour in torrential rain, so maybe I got like 35 miles. But either way, I was
15 miles.
Right. So I stopped at the next three, four stops, 23 different ones. It got to the point where I was driving up to the door, and they would have a sign in the window that said no vacancy. And I was like, well.
Don't you look out at the front that they usually have vacancy, no vacancy lit up?
None of them did.
Wow, that's lame.
I know. I had to go inside for most of them. I went into one. And she was like, I can have that cleared up for you soon. It was seven. I want to say this was one of the first ones. So I want to say it was like 8-ish.
Yeah.
And I was like, how soon? And she was like, 11. And I was like, I need to sleep now.
Yeah, well, if you went to bed then, they would have charged you for 2 days.
Exactly. So I went ahead and I kept going. I got to Eau Claire. I stopped at two of the Eau Claire stops. This added to my 23. This was part of that, I should say. I stopped at seven more. I finally got to a Comfort Inn, which is where I had stayed in Downers Grove. It was really good. I got to the Comfort Inn. She had one hotel open. Cost me $140. It was what they had. I was not looking to pay $140 for a hotel. My other two hotels had cost me $50. I was not looking to pay that. But at the same time, if I did not find a hotel, I was going to drop over dead. So
you got 2 hours of sleep. You're fine.
Exactly. 2 hours of sleep after driving however many hours in 2 days. I was dead.
You're fine.
I was dead. You do it in that paranoia state of you think you're going to be killed in Styx, Wisconsin. And my buddy goes, he leaves a message on Facebook. He goes, hey, you drove past me. I was like, yeah, thanks for offering me a place to stay. I think I almost got killed. Maybe I'm exaggerating, but I was driving unable to hold on to my car while your friends are driving out there with their high beams on in pea soup fog. Yeah, I was this close to an accident about 8 times. So that's my awesome story. I finally found a hotel. I went to sleep, woke up, and you know how they've got those super blinds?
Yeah,
those hotels, those are the best ever.
The dark.
I woke up at I want to say I probably went to bed at like it had to have been like 10:45. And cuz I took a shower first cuz I was like
you
I slept in my
dirty.
Car. Yeah. I just wanted to take a shower. And and I'd been running around in the rain trying to find a hotel. But I took a shower.
You already had your shower.
Huh?
And you already had your shower.
Yeah, the dirty Wisconsin shower. That's probably some porno thing, a Wisconsin shower.
Lake Michigan shower. What
exactly.
Are you talking about?
So took sleep, woke up like 2 o'clock. I didn't know what time it was because it was so dark. I looked at my phone and it said 2. And I was like, oh, 2 a.m. And I was like... 2 p.m. What the hell?
So you only got 4 more hours of sleep.
I felt fine. I basically laid on the bed and watched 5 hours of Futurama marathons.
And then went back to bed again?
Took a little nap. I sat in the hot tub for about 45 minutes. Because the hot tub did not. I was the only person there.
I don't care. That hot tub has not been cleaned out. Ew.
I sat there for 45 minutes. The hot tub would not turn off. Like the dial didn't even move. I was okay, so I'm not getting out until
that. Just imagine all those germs just boiling in that lovely water.
You know what happens when germs boil? They die.
It's not
hot enough to kill them, though. I know.
It's not actually boiling water.
That was my great story that I wanted to share. I don't know if you've ever had a horrifying vacation story quite like that before.
Not really, because usually all my vacations are like weekend trips.
Have you always had a place to stay, though?
I never, even if I don't, I just pass out my car for an hour on the road and then keep driving.
And I did learn that I'm quite all right with sleeping in my car. I mean, I've already got pillows and blankets just for winter emergencies and stuff. And I stacked up my, you know, emergency clothes in the back seat and slept with that in the pillow. And so, I mean, it was okay. My car is tiny, but, I mean, I fit in the back seat with my legs curled. So, and Wisconsin sucks, man. The people driving. Okay, look, here's my driving thing. Ohio, I'm like, okay, get me out of Ohio. I got to Indiana. Even with the construction, it was smooth.
Yeah.
In the construction zone, we all passed the cop going 70 miles an hour. He didn't blink.
Yeah.
Everybody, nobody slows down when they see the cop. They just keep going.
If you're in Indianapolis, you better slow down.
True.
You better drop down to 45.
True. Well, that's the speed limit.
If you're not doing 45, if you're not going any higher than 55, you're okay.
Right.
If you go any higher than 55 and there is a cop anywhere,
you're dead.
You are busted.
Yeah. Well, my thing is, when I know the difference when I'm leaving Ohio roads to Indiana roads, my car knows the difference. It just feels so much better to drive in Indiana. I love driving through Indiana. Illinois sucks. Once you're in Chicago, outside of that, Illinois is not too bad. Wisconsin was bad. Every driver that I encountered in Wisconsin, both ways, terrible.
I'm sure they're perfectly fine in the winter.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. They're the opposite of Ohio drivers. They don't know how to drive in the summer. Yeah, so Wisconsin
they don't
sucks.
Know what it looks
Minnesota, I want to tell you what. Minnesota was phenomenal. I would go back there and live there.
Minneapolis
was great. Bloomington, the Mall of America was great.
So you'd love to live there. You do realize in the winter you need to have a heater for your car.
Yeah.
Just so the car engine doesn't freeze and lock up.
You know, my friends who live in Minnesota, that's normal for them.
Yeah.
That's not a big deal.
That's not normal living.
I don't care. We live in Ohio.
Living.
What the hell do we know about normal?
We're the most normal state in the planet.
Right. We go through four seasons in one day.
Yeah, that's why we're normal.
That's why we're normal. Honestly,
we're
if I had...
Accent neutral. We have everything
accent
here.
Neutral in Columbus, baby.
Ohio is considered accent neutral state.
Anybody who lives in New York, anybody who lives in South Carolina, anybody who lives in California will tell you they can tell your accent in Ohio.
No, they can tell that you have an accent. They can't tell what accent it is. That's what's crazy. Because you can tell a New Yorker, you can tell a Californian, you can tell a Southerner.
I hate New Yorkers, too. I just want to say that.
I hate beauty.
New Yorkers, I have a passionate hatred for that is only comparable to people from Illinois. So.
I hate people in big cities, for the most part, that believe that their big city is the
fair
only thing
enough.
That only matters.
Fair enough. Like the people who live in Columbus.
Yeah, if you think that big city... gives you all the greatness
entitlement
in the world, you're an idiot.
True. Because I had a much better time in the country in backwoods Minnesota than I did anywhere else on this trip.
The problem,
except that it stinks.
Well, Chicago stinks. Chicago
South
stinks.
Side Chicago.
Northside Chicago stinks too. I've been in Northside Chicago for I was in Northside Chicago
tolerable for by comparison
5 months at a time, 2 weeks at a time coming home for a grand total of like 4 months. I'm sorry, and yeah, it stinks.
I didn't even say this. The bus that we were taking home, the shuttle from Chicago, from the Cubs game, broke down. It just turned off. Like, I don't know if it's one of those electric buses, but it turned off for two minutes. And they had to restart. I'm guessing you would restart it into gasoline then. It turned off for like 2 minutes. Like, everything just shut down. And we're like, okay, so it's 100 degrees and our bus doesn't work and we're trapped in this giant glass cage. That's great. Nobody even said anything. Like, it's apparently that's normal. Like, everybody just looked around and they just kept talking like normal. And I'm standing
Chicago
here like, shouldn't the bus be going?
The places that you missed in Chicago that are really awesome, the Science Museum that is right by Lake Michigan, and the aquarium that is literally on Lake Michigan, and their aquarium the whales that they have that are in their aquarium have a glass wall to Lake Michigan, salt water to fresh water.
Nice.
But it looks like it goes on forever.
Nice.
It's pretty badass.
I actually would like to go back to Chicago. Downers Grove is a real nice city. The cities around Chicago I thought were pretty nice from what I saw. Chicago itself, I would like to visit. I'd like to visit the sites because all I got to see was Wrigley and U.S. Cellular. I'm never going to Wisconsin again in my life.
The north the north side of Chicago, just north of the bridge, is where a lot of the fun stuff happens.
Yeah, in okay. Chicago. I will go to Wisconsin if I am going to a Brewers game or a Packers game. I will never go to Wisconsin again. That state
I wanna go on
sucks.
I want to go on a – I do want to do a trip, but this trip will last me probably a month of vacation time, and I will never have that. But the trip that I want to do is actually going from brewery to brewery all around Lake Michigan.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of mad because my buddy in Wisconsin promised me some beers, some special Wisconsin beers, not just Line and Kugel. Yeah, and I didn't get
Dells.
It.
The Dells. The Dells have
speaking
so many small
of beers, when I was in Downers Grove, the tap house had a beer from Tyrannina Brewing Company called Rocky's Revenge. It's a brown ale. It's fantastic.
Okay.
So, and speaking of beers, if you go to the Three-Legged Mare, shameless plug, you can now have our seasonal fall flavors.
What is a seasonal fall flavor? So I know.
Seasonal fall flavors we have coming out. We have the CBC Fest beer. We have Rivertown Pumpkin Ale. We have, I know it's terrible. Unless you like pumpkins. If you like pumpkins, it's great. It tastes like straight pumpkins.
This is straight coming from Circleville.
Yep.
So.
Oh, Great Lakes Oktoberfest, of course. Okay. And then Great Lakes Nosferatu.
Okay.
Which is their Imperial IPA, I believe.
I don't really know.
I think so. It packs a wallop.
So a double IPA?
No more. A double is before Imperial.
No.
Yes.
Double IPA is Imperial Indian Pale Ale.
Imperial is... No, double they're different. I. Somebody explained it to me. So I don't know. I don't know if one's higher than the other, but somebody explained to me the differences. I don't remember. I don't like IPAs, so I don't care.
I love them all.
My boss loves them, and he'll bring in the Imperial Flying Dog Double Dog, 10.5%. Woo!
There's
a killer.
There's also triple IPAs now, and there's now a I don't even know.
Is that like a Belgian triple or
no? It's a triple IPA.
Ugh.
It's
so you're basically just drinking liquid hops.
No, it basically turns into barley wine.
Oh, okay. So is it? Well, barley wine's not that like. Potent though. Are you just talking about like ABV? No, you mean like by ABV?
Alcohol.
Right. I'm talking about like the hops potency.
Oh, it's
like barley wine doesn't taste so much like hops then.
Well, you haven't had the right type. Stone's barley wine, which is their triple IPA, is hopped out.
I'm not big on Stone.
Stone is one of my favorites because I'm a
because they have great IPAs. I know.
No, it's because I like hops. I
Leviathan.
Like
is that your baby?
Levitation actually.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's Levitation. Right. Levitation, that beer.
That's how much I like Stone.
Yeah, that beer is, it's wonderful, but I'm not a big fan of it personally.
Yeah.
It's amazing how light alcohol percentage is in there.
Yeah. Really? For the hoppiness that's in it?
Yeah.
Wow. That's what I feel about the Rivertown Hot Bomber.
That's why it's called Levitation. We just got onto the new topic that we'll probably use for our next podcast.
Nah, it's fine. You take any? When was the last time you went on vacation?
My vacation, like literally, it's usually like weekends or something like that. So
no real vacations.
Not since like high school, honestly.
Okay.
Because I just never have the time or the money.
Right.
Or both.
Right.
Like I'll take a week off from work, but I'm staying at home and just. Drinking, having a staycation.
I hear you. The thing that sucks about vacation that I did not budget properly is I make more money working my shift because I get shift differential working 3:30 to midnight. And so my entire week and a half of vacation pay was regular pay. So I made like $200 less, which sucked. And I didn't get Sunday pay either, which is 20% more. So, but... That doesn't matter. I'm sure we've gone over.
Yeah, we're up to 30-something.
Okay.
But anyway, the last real vacation, which I don't, I mean, you can consider it, is me and six buddies going to St. Louis.
Okay.
We went, drove straight down Friday morning, stayed there Friday night, drank a whole lot, watched the Blue Jackets hockey game Saturday. We win 5-2 there.
Hell yeah.
And then come back Sunday afternoon. Myself and some other people that we that you and I know, or two people that you and I know, are planning on going up to Buffalo to see...
I'm not going to Buffalo.
But I'm planning on going.
I am not going anywhere near New York.
The
I hate
reason
New York.
To go for this is to see the USA Juniors All-Star team in hockey.
You have to go to Buffalo to see that?
They're playing a game there, exhibition game.
There's no games at a better location?
Not really, no. Not
Buffalo
in
sucks.
Not in USA.
Buffalo's like good New York.
Buffalo's not good New York.
As good as New York can get.
Albany
New York is
good New York.
Maybe.
Or even...
New York's the worst state in the world.
Or the part
There's no good New York. We are hyperbole.
Or the part that's going, like, sticking straight up. Like, going up to...
Yeah, once you're into the polite area of New England. Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
When you're actually in the Appalachians up there, where they actually have nice scenic areas.
Where they have nice people.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody in the city areas of New York is nice. Yeah. Nobody. I've never met. I'm going to tell you honestly, I have talked to hundreds, if not thousands, of New Yorkers, and I would say a fraction of a percentage have been polite or even at the very least kind. So
I met a guy who wasn't technically from New York City. He was from Yonkers.
Yonkers. I'm from Brooklyn.
Yeah, he said he was from Yonkers. And he was,
New York.
He was at least personable and would just talk like we were actually people. He's like, your accent's ridiculous. And I'm like, your accent's stupid. So,
one of my managers was actually from Buffalo. He was a Bills and a Yankees fan, which is opposite ends of the spectrum if I ever heard one. But he was from there, so...
Wait, he's a Bills and a Yankees fan?
Yeah.
No, that makes perfect sense. He's New York.
That's what I'm saying. It makes sense, but it's still the Bills' futility and the Yankees' awesomeness.
I had an ex-coworker that is from Buffalo.
It's simply amusing is what I'm saying.
He's a Sabres... Bills Sabres and Yankees
suck.
Fan.
But he didn't really have an overwhelming accent, and he was actually a nice guy. So I would put him in the very fraction of a percentage. But anyways, we digress. If you actually like New York, there's probably something wrong with you. So what do you want to talk about next week? Don't answer that. You guys out there on internet land, I know we've got three or four people who comment on our pods pretty often. Look us up on Facebook, Battling Jesters. Look us up on iTunes, Battling Jesters. What do you want us to talk about? Let us know, because we had nothing.
Sometime, figure it out and post it. Email me.
Yeah, because we really had battlingjesters@gmail.com. We really had nothing to talk about this week. That's why I talked about my vacation and my great Wisconsin story. So
there we go.
So yeah. My name's Jesse.
And this is Ed.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
See you in your dreams. Oh, come back anytime. Bring your friends.